Hang around the American Theater long enough and you'll bump up against William Gibson's The Miracle Worker, his telling of a significant turning point in the life of Helen Keller. While the play, which is currently playing at Swift Creek Mill Playhouse, doesn't appear to be part of the annual Acts of Faith Festival, it would certainly fit in easily. In the rustic confines of the Mill stage area, Keller's rural Alabama comes to life. The Miracle Worker started life as a live television teleplay before being adapted to the stage version and then was adapted once again into an award-winning movie. It serves as a testament to the power of the play that some 50 years after its first appearance, it continues to impress and inspire audiences all over the world. Artistic director Tom Wirth does triple duty with this production. Not only did he direct the play, he also designed the set and even plays the role of Helen Keller's father. I wouldn't be surprised if he swept up the stage when it was over and folded the napkins before the dinner rush. He's joined by Lisa Katula as Helen's mother, Sherilyn Bailey as the family servant Viney, and Jesse Mattis as Helen's half-brother James. Helen herself is played by alternating young actresses, Isabella Cipollini, who played the part the night that I saw the play, and Ellie Martin. It's a demanding role for any young actress. It calls for a lot of manic energy, but places the restrictions of not being able to connect via sight or sound with any of the other actors. The cast is rounded up by Kevin Grants as the Doctor, Paul Deese as Mr. Anagnos, and Donathan Patrick Arnold as Percy. The bulk of the play falls on the slender shoulders of Helen's teacher, Annie Sullivan, played by Audra Honaker. The versatile Honaker is easily at home in musicals, comedies, or dramas, and here she has to showcase an indomitable spirit and iron will. The title The Miracle Worker refers to Annie Sullivan's drive to rescue Keller from the dark abyss of good intentions, and while Helen runs wild, it is up to Sullivan to create discipline. The technical side of the show is handled by Witt's usual team. Joe Doran's lights are good, ranging from gas lights, twilight, and full-on sunshine. Mara Lynch Cravey's costumes are good and seem to accentuate the period nicely. Paul Deese created the soundscape and recorded ghostly voices that pepper the production. The Miracle Worker is one of those titles that should be seen every so often. Part of what makes up the American fabric is we like to think that we can overcome insurmountable odds. And this is the story of one young girl who actually did, and we wrap ourselves in her exploits. If you love theater and want to pass that love on to the next generation, this would be a great place to start. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.